Pastor Rick Warren introduced the congregation of his California church to Barack Obama and John McCain last night with these words.
Now, we believe in the separation of church and state, but we do not believe in the separation of faith and politics, because faith is just a worldview, and everybody has some kind of worldview, and it's important to know what they are.
And so for the next 2 hours, minus commercial breaks, Pastor Warren explored the role of faith in the candidates' lives. David Davenport is a research fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. He watched from the audience of the Saddleback Church last night, and he also watched the audience. Thanks for talking to us, Mr. Davenport.
Good to be with you, Andrea.
Senator Obama and Senator McCain spoke separately, but it's the first time the two have appeared on the same stage in the general election campaign. So my question to you is, they're both trying to break through to evangelical voters, did they?
Well, I think each of them made progress maybe in a slightly different way. Obama, of course, scored some points just by showing up on that same stage, a conservative evangelical church in Orange County, California.
It's not the first time he's been there either.
No, this was his second appearance at that church. Mm-hmm. And so just by being in a conservative evangelical church, Obama scored some points.
And McCain?
I think what he surprised people with last night was how direct he was. In fact, one evangelical leader turned to me in one of the breaks and said, "The Straight Talk Express is back," because he took tough questions from Rick Warren and handled them very directly and said things evangelicals would want to hear.
Just from your point of view as a member of the audience last night, do you think that Barack Obama bringing up his relationship with Jesus Christ is enough to counterbalance his views on abortion?
I think that is the contrast. Obama's strength among evangelicals is that he talks the talk. He has the language and the faith of an evangelical. But McCain really has the positions on issues that evangelicals want to hear. I do think Obama has a more limited objective with evangelicals, since he leads in really every other faith-based category of voter. All he really needs to do, I think, is make some nice inroad into the evangelical vote. That's a victory of sorts, certainly compared to where Democrats have been in the last two elections. At the end of the day, however, I think more evangelicals will be impressed with McCain's position on the issues, and I think he will still win the evangelical vote very strongly. It's just a question of whether they will turn out in as big a numbers as they did for George W. Bush and whether he can hold a sufficient percentage of them to win the election.
Mr. Davenport, do you think that this, given that it was in an evangelical church, had a bigger impact in the evangelical community than maybe in politics nationally?
Well, I think so. I think the place where it occurred will cause some people to pay greater attention. Secondly, I would say Pastor Warren got them to talk about things that would probably not be discussed in a televised debate.
Like whether evil exists?
You're right. You're not going to hear questions like, does evil exist? What's your personal relationship with Christ? And what does it mean every day? Give me an example of your greatest moral failure, mm-hmm. And America's greatest moral failure. Those aren't questions that TV anchormen generally ask. Mm-hmm. And if they do, candidates usually are well scripted to evade them.
David Davenport is a research fellow at the Hoover Institution. He attended last night's presidential forum at the Saddleback Church and spoke to us from the studios at Stanford University. Mr. Davenport, thank you so much.
Thank you, Andrea. Good to be with you.